With just 3 weeks until Iowa's first in the nation presidential caucuses, an increasingly close race there is exposing new rifts among the candidates. Lisa Desjardins is back with this report.
When millions stand up and fight back, there is nothing that will stop us.
The Democratic presidential field, still numbering in the double digits, narrowed today by one.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president. With the
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker ended a campaign that had pushed for national unity, just as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren abandoned their year-long non-aggression pact.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me. I hope Bernie reconsiders and turns his campaign in a different direction.
That was Warren responding to a leaked Sanders campaign script distributed to volunteers and published by Politico. It attacks Warren by charging that she appeals only to highly educated, more affluent voters, and it says that she's bringing no new bases into the Democratic Party.
Elizabeth Warren is a very good friend of mine.
Sanders himself denied a role in the new offensive strategy and distanced himself from the campaign volunteers involved.
People sometimes say things that they shouldn't. You have heard me give many speeches. Have I ever said one negative word about Elizabeth Warren?
That tension comes as new polling shows a razor-thin four-way fight in Iowa. Friday's Des Moines Register CNN poll had Sanders narrowly in the lead, earning 20% support from likely Democratic caucus-goers, with Warren statistically tied with him. Following close behind, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15. Biden topped today's Monmouth University poll with 24%, with Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg tied in a close second. Buttigieg also spent the past few days in Iowa with a Des Moines rally touting the endorsement of a prominent Iowa congressman. But the candidate also faced some controversy.
I think your facts are a little wrong, so I'd love a chance to talk with you about it.
The former mayor confronted protesters in the crowd, challenging his record on race, including on policing and housing for African American communities.
Can we agree that we can talk about this respectfully?
With a number of candidates camping out in Iowa, others are putting their marks on the states that follow.
Hello, Dover, New Hampshire. How are you?
Entrepreneur Andrew Yang hoping for a surge in New Hampshire.
Screw Iowa, no,
Biden looking to cement his lead in Nevada and court Hispanic voters there.
Now, I can assure you one thing. My cabinet, if I'm elected, and my administration will look like America. It will look like America.
And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg campaigning with television personality Judge Judy in Texas. Bloomberg has staked his nomination chances on the Lone Star State and others which vote in March.
Judge, I am so honored to have you here. I'd love to tell you that I watch you all day, every day, but I have a few other things to do.
A dozen candidates still crisscrossing the country, but just six of them will face off tomorrow night in Des Moines in the seventh Democratic presidential debate. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.